League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, hour number two, 737-803-776. It's a holiday show, pretty much. John, Dell, and Joe here with you. Just basically talking about whatever. We've talked soccer. We talked soccer in the first second.
I like how you lay that at our feet. What? You wanted to talk about the corrupt referee.
Yeah. I like to talk about corruption in the game.
I want to talk about real stuff. What people care about. We have all the matchups and dates for the international games, except for who the Chargers are playing in Brazil on opening week. Week four. Joe told us Minnesota versus Pittsburgh in Dublin. He also mentioned that Minnesota is going to be in London in week five, so they're going to stay over there.
The only thing good about that is that you wake up and the game's on.
That's for us.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only good thing about the – who cares if they're in – I mean, that's – oh, the big announcement. Did we need Laura Rutledge and Colleen Wolf, you know, giving us at, during the draft – that big song and dance about the schedule.
I would say we don't.
Is that tomorrow? It's tomorrow?
It is tomorrow.
If we find out where. We know who the Texans are playing.
If that happened on Saturday, I don't know why anyone was watching the draft on Saturday. You can just get your updates on your phone.
That happened in the first round, I think.
It did?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I think it did. I think I was watching actual sports that day as opposed to the draft. I just kept track of it on my phone. But in week six, so it's week four, week five, week six. So we're at week six. Denver and the Jets in London. And then week seven, the Rams and the Jags, of course, in London. Atlanta and Indy in Berlin. And then Washington, Miami, and Madrid. So those are your international.
The Rams got to be like, what? Wait, we're the furthest team from there. Why do we have to go all the way over? What?
To play the Jags.
I mean, why not take the Redskins, the Commanders?
Because the Commanders are playing Miami and Madrid, so they already got their international.
That's stupid. Game. They're closer to Europe.
Okay. They've already got their international.
Yeah, okay, that's great. No, they're playing in Madrid. The Commanders are. Yes. Good for them. Good. That's where you should go. Buffalo, you go. Jets, yeah. Giants, go. Although nobody wants to see the Giants anywhere.
Well, Denver's going to London, too. So
I know. Why would you take Denver and L.A.? Why would you make them go all the way?
Because you got to take somebody.
Oh, that's terrible for those teams.
What do you think about the like they're going to try to do a game every week internationally at some point?
Well, they're going four straight weeks, and then they take a couple weeks off and go 10-11. So they're getting closer where at least one game a week.
At the end of the season.
They said 16 weeks, so weeks 1 through 16.
1 through 16, they're going to go and – I'm telling you, they just don't care about the players. That travel, you know, is there something to, like last year, who was it, had the least amount of travel? It happens when you're playing, if the NFC East is playing the AFC East, you know, and there's a lot of teams in your proximity, that happens. But it helps if you're not flying across the country. I was on those planes when we had to fly to Seattle. And when we had to, you know, go to L.A. or wherever going, it's a chore. It really is. It makes a big difference if New York is playing Philadelphia versus Miami playing in Seattle. That's a big difference, huge difference. And L.A. having to go to Europe, it sucks for those guys. That sucks. I mean, yeah, I can see the Jags because, well, first of all, nobody goes to Jags games. So they need to have the games over in London where they have more fans. But But it, there's something to that, having to travel. Because L.A. is what? That's a 10, 12-hour trip?
Yeah, it's about 4.5, 5 hours to New York. So
and
yeah.
then and that's yeah. another 6 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that sucks. And if I'm L.A., I'm like, oh, great. Thanks a lot. Thanks for this.
Joe, did you watch Mad Men ever?
Yeah.
Do you remember one of Don Draper's best quotes? That's what the money's for. That's what the millions of dollars is for you to be jet lagged on your way and to and from London. That's what the money's for. That's why your salaries are as high as they are. I don't feel the sympathy that John feels for
them. Well,
or the empathy, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you this. Watch at the Rams after, although the Rams always finish strong. The Rams do finish strong. When is that game? When do the Rams travel?
It is week 7, so it's relatively early in the year.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll give them the following week a bye. They might give them a bye after that because traveling back and forth from there, or if they give them an East Coast game and they just stay on the East Coast.
It's possibly that's what's happening in Minnesota. You guys just get to stay in Europe for 2 weeks because they have back-to-back games in Dublin.
That
and
makes
London.
More sense. Yeah, that makes more sense. If they're gonna do 2 games in Europe, stay there. Yeah, that's a nice little trip too. Family goes. You know, bring the wife, kids.
Or leave them at home.
You'd think that's better.
It's for some.
You think it's better to just leave your family at home.
I don't know the familial situation for every Viking, but for some of them, it might be, please. This is a work trip.
Sorry.
I got to focus on work.
Keep those 6 kids here.
Well, that's Lance's scenario. But for other people, it might just be, hey, honey, this is a work trip. That's Dublin and London. The girls aren't that pretty. Don't worry about it.
What about the media going there for 2 weeks and staying for 2 weeks?
I can't say
should that. Should we be the home of the Vikings this year?
No. I can't say that's what the money's for the media because the salaries don't compare. But I'm sure there will be a lot of Minnesota people who are complaining about it, Minnesota media. But, hey, that's your job. Go over there and cover. It's just 2 weeks.
2 weeks in Europe?
Yeah.
Paid for by the company?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, what are you complaining about?
All right. I want to be part of their media, all right? Hanging out in Europe for 2 weeks.
How you do that on your own?
No. I'm
a week and a half.
Now we're the official station of the Minnesota Vikings, okay? That's what we're going
to
be.
I'm trying to think of all the teams we've tried to get here and we didn't get. Just to add the Vikings to the list of teams. I mean, there was a giant push at one point for the Texans.
Yes,
a long time ago.
Anyway,
you weren't here for that, Joe, but there was a
push. Except for 610 gave them the entire station.
Well, yeah, they had to, they said we're not losing them, so they went and did it.
They gave the whole station away.
We tried in the past.
I think I was here for the Astros.
Yeah,
we tried.
Did we ever try for the Rockets at any point?
Probably.
Yeah, I think the Vikings would just be added to the list of teams that said now we're good. We did get the Dynamo, right?
Yeah,
we did get that.
Couple different times.
Couple times, yeah. But we are tried and true is college football. Tune in on Saturdays. A&M football will be back, right?
Yes.
Right.
Speaking of which, A&M baseball is having their problems, huh? I don't know. I don't follow. But A&M was ranked number one to start the season. And they were in the championship last year.
Did they play in the final last year?
They were in the World Series.
Didn't they lose their coach to Texas? Wasn't that one of the big stories?
Yeah, they did.
Their manager, or I guess coach in college baseball.
While they were in the World Series.
He was very upset about the questions being asked.
Yeah.
Concerning it, and then, of course, he took the job.
And this year, they're not, and they were number one in the country going in. And then they lost, like, 40 straight games.
We got called by someone, was it a Texas State fan who called up to celebrate them beating the number one team in the country? It's a big story.
Except everybody.
Maybe you should take a clue that you actually beat them. Maybe that was a clue that they weren't very good.
Yeah, maybe that should have told you how good they were.
Yeah,
they sucked.
Yeah.
And by the way, it wasn't really your best win of the year, Texas State.
No, find another one.
because Texas A&M wasn't very good.
I think they went into Texas during a midweek game. I saw some highlights of that. Maybe that's Texas State's biggest win of the year. I think they got one of those too. But either way, they were the number one team in the country. What's their coach name? Schlossnagel? That's the guy who went to Texas?
Yeah, he went to Texas.
And they stunk this year.
Apparently, they got swept by Missouri. I don't know. I'm just taking Jason's word for this. They got swept by Missouri and possibly keeping them out of the tournament altogether.
Is it our fault? Because we carry A&M baseball as well.
Right. Matt, but
yeah, first time we ever did it this year,
and they've had their most disappointing season.
This is a great idea.
Years.
They're the number one team in the country, and they set the record for the fastest team to ever drop out of the top 25.
Just our luck.
Yeah.
Do you think it was because of us?
I don't know. We might not do it next year. They might not take us back.
Sorry, Eggs. Apologize. Mm. Sorry for that. All right, 713-780-3776. It's basically a holiday show, so get in. Whatever you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to do that. I'm heading over to game day after the show, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to go and see my peeps over there. They're wonderful, all right? We have a plan. We stick to the plan. We go through. I go over the plan with them. They meet. They want to see the progress that you're making. They want to make sure that you feel great about everything that's going on. They really care. It's different. It really is different. I've been doing testosterone replacement for years, and I just felt like, man, they just wanted me to get in here and get out of here and give me the shot and let's go. Beat it, okay? Because we got more people coming in, and we just got to move you through. That's not the kind of patience. That's not the kind of attention that you get at Game Day Men's Health. I really feel like they really do care. I really feel like they've got a plan, that they know what they're doing, and I really feel like this is where I want to be, and this is where I want to get my testosterone replacement and more. They got peptides to help you reach all of your goals, whatever your goal is, be it just more focused at work or be it better in the bedroom, be better in the gym, whatever it is, bounce back, everything. They've got the solution for you. So you're looking for the best way to get that testosterone replacement, GameDayMensHealth.com. They've got facilities all over now the city, GameDayMensHealth.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Is this really a question, what the Mavericks should do with the number one overall pick?
Of course it is. What else would they be talking about? Should they go all in on the now as opposed to the future? I'm sure that's the debate they're having.
I think you would. Okay, so listen, the Mavericks fan base is already exasperated. It already is downtrodden. It got the snot beat out of them this year, right? You can't pull the rug out from under. Now, what would teams give up? Would Minnesota give up?
No.
Anthony Edwards?
No, they would not.
No, they would not. What would it take to get Giannis besides Cooper Flagg?
Well, beyond the logistics of contracts to make it all work, they're going to ask for Cooper Flagg.
I mean, you're going to have to do so much that, you know, the Mavs wouldn't be able to win.
I mean, they'd probably ask for Derek Lively because Brook Lopez is old. They would like a young center, and the Mavs have centers to spare.
Yeah, they do. They have a couple.
So they would probably ask for that.
Yeah.
The biggest issue for the Bucks going forward is Cooper Flagg's great. But they have nothing in their backcourt that they can depend on. So, and the Mavs don't have that to offer either.
Would they ask for Anthony Davis?
They might, but then what are the Mavs doing? Why, we're going to trade Cooper Flagg and Anthony Davis, to be honest? Then we're not winning anything anyway. So why would we do that? But I don't think the Mavs are doing it because I don't think they're set up to win anyway.
Well, Anthony Davis and Giannis. First of all, Anthony Davis isn't around all that much, so. But is that a winning combination?
I mean, Giannis played with Brook Lopez. Brook Lopez is a better perimeter shooter, but Anthony Davis is willing to shoot from the perimeter. So Giannis has played with the big before. I think you're protecting the paint like no other. I think that helps. PJ Washington is still there. Maybe that he would go back to Milwaukee. I think it is. You accrue that type of talent. The problem for them is even if you did do it, you still have nothing in the backcourt. So it would be a two-year type deal where you hope Kyrie comes back. You're maybe making a move to trade for someone who can help in the backcourt. So the Mavs aren't a really perfect fit for Giannis. I think the Mavs should just stick with Cooper Flagg because I don't think they are built to win. next year anyway.
Honestly, it might make more sense to try to flip Anthony Davis and go in reverse and have Cooper Flagg and then whatever you can get in return for AD.
Problem for Nico is
you just traded Luka.
How do you justify? You already are. They already want to actually literally kill you. Some people have threatened to kill him. How are you going to justify that? And in his own mind, how does he justify making that move? Unless he's just like Kevin Costner from Draft Day. He doesn't care. He'll just make a trade to make a trade if it makes sense to him. I don't think you can trade Anthony Davis at this point. It just means, you mean we get nothing except for being bad and then we wound up with Cooper Flagg, which is a great consolation, but you traded Luka and the main player you use to justify it, you're going to trade again? It's a very hard thing to maneuver around and explain to people. Yeah. I think this conversation is one they will have continuously until the Mavs eventually come out and say we're not trading the pick. But I don't think there is any reason to like fast forward whatever they think their future is.
I think you're going to placate the fan base just by signing by having Cooper Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, I talked to a buddy who's a Mavs fan last night, and
he could be thrilled.
Yeah, he's like he was like, I'm never watching basketball again.
And now
yesterday afternoon. And then now he's like, he's back in.
Yeah.
And it's like, they didn't even do anything. They won a lottery, but because of a coin flip. Like, it's, their fans are going to be back in on this because they got another supposed franchise player.
And like, think, I'm glad you said supposed, because I'm not moved by all of this conversation. Because you know what I read yesterday? AJ DeBanza is the next generational player, and he's coming in next year. The guy who's getting paid like $7 million to play for BYU for a year.
Yeah.
Like, he could even be better. So how many of these generational players are rolling through? We had Wimby, we've got Flagg, and now DeBanza is next. I like to see the man play before I just get all warm in my private parts like other people in this room about Cooper Flagg. I just want to see the guy play on an NBA level. Sorry, I'm not moved. Let me see him play. Generational. How can you have three generational players in three seasons? In four, actually. When
it's a big generation.
Okay. How can you have, I know I'm doing the last thing because he hates that word. How can you have like three of them in four seasons? How? They can't all be generational if there's four of them.
Well.
Or three of them.
Cooper Flagg did things that you just don't do in college. He did. I mean, he led his team in every statistical category. It doesn't happen. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, it was a
joke. I mean, you want to talk about a well-rounded player. Dude can go.
That's fine. Be a well-rounded player. Can you go get me a bucket when it matters?
Yes,
because that's all that matters in the NBA playoffs. Can you score when you need to?
Nobody plays defense like the Cougs. So okay, nobody plays defense like the Cougs. So he was in a bad spot.
I'm not referencing the Cougs. I'm talking about his. I hear a lot about all around. He's good everywhere. When it comes down to it, maybe he'll grow. He's only 18, so maybe he will have unique size. But he's not. He doesn't have unique size at small forward. He's like 6'8". That's a lot of small forwards are 6'8". Hell, we just saw Jason Tatum. He went to Duke as well, who's about that size. I think Jason Tatum might be 6'9". So he doesn't have elite size for his position. I watch him play, and I think that's a really good player. But this generational thing is like, oh, okay, sure. I mean, I just saw.
Generational.
I'm sure he's generational.
Yeah.
He's kind of generational.
He really kind of
so?
Is.
Why?
I mean, he's going to be the first white player taken first overall since 1977.
White guy?
I mean,
that's generational.
You just said the quiet part out loud. This is where
it's the truth.
A lot of this stuff is coming from.
You got a white American.
Everyone's
a white American that's the number one pick overall.
I don't want to pull the Isaiah Thomas on him like you said about Larry Bird, but this stuff is coming from generation.
Well, I didn't see any other guys.
That's fine.
Guys of color leading their team in every statistical category.
I don't care really about the college stuff, honestly. How is he as an NBA player? How do his skills translate? If you give me all that stuff and you're right about it, cool. But the college stuff, I really am not moved by it. I'm happy to watch him play, but this generational thing, we say it all the time. Three guys in four seasons are going to be generational players, by the way. And Wimby.
Yeah.
He was the most recent one. Already hurt.
Already hurt? Well.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I mean, dude is, he is, he makes Kevin Durant look fat.
Well, that was a concern coming
in. That was
in.
Obviously a concern.
And yet?
Obviously that was a concern.
Generational.
Yep. But Cooper Flagg, no.
I know. Can't be stopped.
He can't be stopped. He's unbelievable.
It's going to be all NBA his rookie year. Understood. All of those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a white guy. Okay.
Well, I'm aware he's white, and I think it's playing a giant factor in all of this.
I think. See, there's Dell. I mean, if you got any tint of white on you, okay.
It's not true.
He hates Steph Curry.
I love. Nope. Okay. I don't hate Steph Curry. That's a lie. I don't hate Steph Curry. I enjoy watching Steph Curry.
How many times have you said, wait a minute?
Well, that's not light-skinned. That's less about basketball and less about their personalities. But I'm leaning into a bit here. But as far as the basketball part of it, Steph Curry's great. Jason Tatum's great. He's corny, but he's great.
Corny.
He is corny. Did you watch his act
is
after he won the
title?
Is he a
cornball brother?
No, I'm not Rob Parker. I'll never say that. Jason Tatum is corny no matter what color he is.
I really haven't heard him talk.
He did this whole thing after winning the title where he tried to recreate every meme of recent championships. Yeah. He did the Kevin Garnett, anything is possible, except he goes, we did it! That's why we play that sound at the end of my show. That's what he did right after his on-court interview after winning the title. He tried to do everything. He did the Kobe pose with the title, with the Larry O'Brien. He did all that stuff.
Did he do Mike?
Yeah, I don't know if he got the Mike. He might have. He did everything he could to recreate all these things, and he was acting like we wouldn't recognize that he was copying everyone else. That's why he's a little corny.
He did the Paul Pierce last night.
Well, there it is.
He did.
See?
He did do.
See? Jason Tatum is a great player, but he's a little corny, that's all.
All right, 713-780-3776. Come on in. It's basically a holiday show. We're halfway through. Hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-9713. I don't even know the number anymore. Go to break.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
No Lance today. I guess he's back tomorrow. Is that?
I believe so. I think he texted us something about the Pope.
He today. Did you see the Pope's trading card? Biggest trading card. One of the, I guess only, Shohei's trading card was bigger. The Pope Leo the 14th set an all-time record for any non-sports Tops Now card. 133,535 copies sold. He has his own official trading card. Do you want a Pope trading card?
What am I doing with the Pope trading card? Am I putting it in a notebook, in a sleeve with my other saints? What am I doing with the Pope trading card?
I want it.
You want a Pope? I want a Pope trading card.
Except I'll sell it.
You don't sell it. You hold on to it.
What do you have a trading card for other than to wait for its value to go up and then sell it? Isn't that the point?
You can look at it.
What are his stats?
Stare at it.
What are his stats on the back going to say?
Stats say
life saved.
Number of circumcisions? What are we doing?
Number of people saved?
Okay. Baptisms.
Do we have an answer on that?
Yeah. Or is it like
Wilt 100-point game where no one saw it? Do we have stats on his saves?
Yeah. He's got thousands of saves.
I mean, they could count baptisms.
He went to Peru. You know how many people he saved there?
Did they document all the saves?
I'm not sure.
Then how are you going to put that on a card?
Well, this is before save stats were documented. Okay.
So like Lee Smith.
Yeah.
Lee Smith has so many more, right?
He should.
Yeah.
It was before the save stat was actually documented. That Pope was out there saving. Okay.
So yeah, Lance sent us a text about the Pope in terms of his heredity, like all the different peoples who have contributed to what the Pope is now.
He's got Creole. He's got Creole blood.
Yeah.
My wife was really proud of that. She's like, he's got Creole blood.
Did they know that before they elected him?
I was like, no, you can't claim him. Okay. I'm the only one that can claim the Pope. Okay. You ain't claiming him, New Orleans.
Did the Cardinals know his 23andMe before they voted for him? They're like, oh, our bad.
Oh, actually, they thought that we would have a black Pope this time.
Who thought that?
That was the I think he was one of the favorites.
And amazingly, it didn't work out. Surprise, surprise.
Well, so don't you have any?
He's from Chicago, so we
don't you have any? The Pope has black blood. Are you okay with this?
I don't care. I really don't care.
You feel closer to this Pope now?
No, I don't care.
Well, you didn't grow up near him.
True. You are certainly closer than I am.
Yeah.
I like how this picture is just of his hand or someone's hand. I don't even know if that's the Pope's. That's not even the Pope's hand. Why is he in the photo? Either way, congratulations to Chicago. Congratulations to Creoles everywhere. You're in.
Yeah.
You got a Pope.
We got us a Pope. We got us a Pope, Chicago. Nice. Nice job. Well done. Well played.
New Orleans, celebrate.
New Orleans is trying to grab him. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, New Orleans. Get back. Step back. You ain't getting none of this credit. Okay.
A black cardinal is a favorite. Okay, sure.
He was.
Oh, sure. I'm sure the betting odds.
He was one of the favorites.
And then what happened?
And he didn't get there. That's
if it's
all.
Anything like
sometimes the favorites don't win.
If it's anything like Conclave, they dug up some dirt on him and it was over. It was the same thing like in Conclave because that guy was a favorite too.
Well, he was a favorite.
Until they found
who
out
who knew
some stuff.
That they were going to have a transgender pope, right?
Well, that was, oh, wow. Well, that's actually, well, spoilers. That's kind of the end of end of Conclave.
Conclave's been out for a while. Catch up, okay? Catch up to what's going on. 7137. Oh my God! Do you see this?
What?
The Dodgers plan to jump into the fray for Kyle Tucker if he makes it to free agency. I mean, if the Dodgers get Kyle Tucker too, Kyle Tucker should have a hatred for the Dodgers that he will never play there.
Why?
Because all their crap. Because all their crap.
Does $500 million change someone's opinion? I think it does. So let me ask you, because a lot of Astro fans are like, well, the Cubs won't even re-sign Kyle Tucker, so it's a win for us, this trade. What if the reason they don't re-sign him is because he winds up a Dodger? Do you still feel good about how you won the trade? Because I saw a lot of that early. Well, we trade him for a guy they're not even going to be able to keep, and then we heard word that the Cubs are going to try to, and now we hear that the Dodgers are in on him. I don't know if you're going to feel great if Kyle Tucker's in Dodger blue.
No, I'm gonna hate Kyle Tucker if you want to know the truth.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I'll end up hating Kyle Tucker if he goes to the Dodgers. I mean, that is, can the Dodgers really get every? I mean, what are they gonna do? Are they gonna pay him $500 million in 2080? I mean, what really are they gonna defer all his money to? And they're gonna just have the greatest compilation of players in history that they don't really pay, that this ownership is, you know, this sucks. You should have to pay these guys. I know Bobby Bonilla and all these guys that have gotten rich and they want their contracts like this. God bless Bobby Bonilla. He's still getting paid by the Mets, but is it fair on the field that the Dodgers are able to field guys and they're able to pay guys 20 years from now?
Don't know if fairness plays a part in sports. If they're circumventing rules or playing within the rules.
They're playing within the rules, that's for sure.
They're allowed to
do it. Only because they have the weakest management that has never been able to overcome the baseball union, players union. I mean,
my only issue with, like, the other teams do it too. I mean, you know, Max Scherzer is owed $15 million a year through 2028 by the Nationals still. He hasn't been with the Nationals in how long? Like, it's been long. I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. was the highest paid player on the Reds like 2 years ago still. So it's like other teams can do it. They don't.
Yeah.
It's a dumb rule. Yeah. And they're going to get – it's why there's going to be a lockout. Like,
yeah, they can't – this can't be sustained. You cannot compete with the Dodgers paying Shohei Ohtani $700 million 20 years from now. I mean, you just can't compete with that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and like the Cubs should, and they should have the money. They make a ton, and like, there shouldn't be a question about the Cubs paying Kyle Tucker. He should already be under contract, and they can defer money the same way. They just won't do it because they're cheap. Like it's, I think he's going to be a Philly personally. Like I think he's going to the Phillies, but I hope he doesn't go to the Dodgers. That would suck.
That would blow. That's just not. Please don't go to the Dodgers, Kyle Tucker. Please don't go to the Dodgers. I mean, I want to like you. I want to be able to like you. And I can't if you go to the Dodgers. I'm sorry.
Oddly enough, I don't think he'll care.
Well, he might care. He might care about that.
So let me ask you. You actually know John personally. Let's not even use $500 million. Let's go. I don't know what radio station you hate. Whatever. Joe goes to 610.
Okay.
For $200K. You think you're going to care if John doesn't like you or not?
Yeah.
Well, when I came here, people didn't like me. So, no, I didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to mind.
Yeah, you won't care.
And
yeah.
you know
that
John.
Kyle Tucker shouldn't care if I like him or don't like him.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I can not like him
you're well within your rights to not like him.
Yeah.
I just don't know how much it'll matter to anyone.
And I'm well within my rights to not like you, Joe.
That's fair.
Okay.
I'm not leaving.
That's right. That's right. Say thank you. So he's actually staying because he's worried about me not liking him.
Exactly.
Or maybe nobody's offering you that kind of money. I don't know.
Probably.
Probably not. I don't know.
I hope you get to make that decision.
I hope so, too. I hope someone calls me and says, hey, Joe, here's $200,000.
You make, and then you can decide whether you'd rather have John hate you or make $200K.
Joe, don't even give it a second thought. Go grab that.
Yeah, I'll learn how to play golf if I got that much money. John, I'll play golf with you.
Thank you. It's because if you make that kind of money, you should play golf. You make that kind of money.
Yeah, someone can teach me how to play.
Uncle Freddie is here. We got a high school baseball update, playoff update. What's up, Uncle Freddie?
A little update. LSA beat Second Baptist 6-0. I'm on my way to UT Arlington. 10 a.m., we play Grapevine Faith for the state championship.
Wow, this is so big. Who? Grapevine who?
Grapevine State, right?
Grapevine. And it's actually a home game for them because it's like 20 minutes outside of Arlington. But the Pioneers, ranked number one in Texas, they're gonna come through and bring home their fifth state championship. So super exciting day. So 10 a.m. log on to Taps. You can watch it for $12.95, or you can listen to it for free on Taps Radio. It's gonna be a big event.
Huge. Doesn't get any bigger than Lutheran South baseball.
Let me ask you a question, John. So Uncle Freddie calls in about Lutheran South baseball. We got a call from Gary, who informed us that's not his real name. Guess he tries to hide. He's got to hide from maybe a job or something. He called me yesterday and told me that his daughter, who's a freshman at Clear Springs High School, is going to play Atascocita in softball for a chance to go to state. Which one's a bigger story? Lutheran South or Clear Springs?
That's like asking me to choose between my kids, which one I love more.
Which one costs you less? I think it's an easy choice.
Yeah, it is an easier choice. Yeah, the one that makes you more money. It keeps money in your pocket. There's no question. I mean, that's too tough. That's too tough to answer. Girls softball, not even the championship,
you got to beat Atascocita to get to state.
Nice. And his daughter is a freshman in place?
Freshman in place, yes.
That's good. Good for her.
Yes.
She must be really, really good.
I would think so.
Playing for a title and a freshman? That's pretty good. But Uncle Freddie, I mean, this is huge. I don't know. This is too hard.
Can I tell you, that wasn't the least topical call I got yesterday? Because at least that one's local.
Yeah. What was the?
I got a Dallas Stars fan who was upset we weren't talking Stars hockey.
Oh, really?
Yes. I said, hey, understand they had a great win against Winnipeg, but we don't even have a hockey team here, so we can't even yell at the Stars about hating them because our team isn't good.
We don't have that.
I tried to explain it to him, but he said it's Texas sports and we should be talking about
it. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you this. Mikko Rantanen is doing stuff that
Cooper Flagg is doing?
That,
is he generational too?
No, well, he's doing stuff only Wayne Gretzky did.
Well, that's kind of generational.
That's really, really big. I mean, he is having himself up.
And Rantanen is a hockey player.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to be clear to everyone, he's not a softball player or a high school baseball player.
He's a professional hockey player
for the Stars.
Right. Right. He is doing some stuff now. He's playing his ass off, that dude. Scoring. He's doing everything. Back-to-back hat tricks.
I'm just ready for Houston to get a hockey team. Please.
It would be totally sweet. Totally sweet if we had a hockey team.
And then we could try for that team and not get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we could land that one.
You think we could get the hockey team?
Where else are they going to go?
There's not a lot of space. Like baseball seasons during this time, basketball seasons during that time. Where are they going to go?
Well, that is true.
We win by default.
Well, hey. 97.5. You got no choice.
Yeah. Where are you going to go?
All right. Let's take a break. 713-780-3776. The number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk about HRP right now. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. What are you doing with your business? You're on your way to work right now. How's your business going? Are you a little worried? Are you in your car? Are you thinking, what's going on with my business? Are we not doing it as well as we possibly could? The bottom line is the bottom line. Are we not making as much money as we possibly could? How are we going about things? How are we getting our payroll to our people? How are we doing with HR? How are we doing with the taxes every year? Is it a struggle? simple because it's not for us. It's really, really, really easy. Everything is easy because of HRMP. How is the benefits packages for our people? Are we keeping our people? Are we losing them because our benefits packages are terrible? Well, here's the deal. You have an admin company that's forcing their benefits packages on you, their 401ks or their insurance packages, because that's what the admin companies do. HRMP gives you choices. If you're looking for the best way, we found, and we've got a bunch of people that will have given testimony here that how good HRMP is for their company. HRMP will be really good for your company as well. HRP.net. Get your payroll to your people right. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 850 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Our Astros lost last night. 7-5 was the final. They were down 7-0 and then came back with 5 and the meaningless runs. But we have got some guys who are starting to hit. Yiner is hitting right now, and that's a really good thing. Is Jordan coming back? Do we know if Jordan
wasn't he?
Is he?
Didn't he get batting practice in yesterday? I saw that he was now swinging a bat.
Good. That's great. That's going to be awesome to see Jordan.
He's only been gone for a little over a week.
Been gone the whole season.
Well,
he really hasn't been.
Mean if he will he be? Will he hit well? But,
yeah,
but he'll be back in the lineup soon.
Yeah. I just feel like he really hasn't been here at all this year.
He's not been good. He hit in the cages yesterday, according to Chandler Rome. Well, at least the spot has said. So he's well on his way to coming back.
Okay.
Eligible today.
Yeah, he can't come back today.
Yeah, but I don't know that he will. I mean, we really...
You're talking like you don't want him back.
I want him back. I want him in the lineup every day, if you want to know the truth. That would be great. It really would be great to have Jordan actually in our lineup and producing stuff, doing stuff. Okay. that would be totally, totally sweet. I forgot that Jordan was on our team, if you want to know the truth. He hasn't really done anything for us, has he? I mean, honestly. Not all year.
Not this year.
Yeah.
He is a great Astro, but he's having a down year. But maybe, you know, the bats have picked up recently. They got going last night, but the game was over. So maybe he will get back into the flow. Yiner's hitting the ball well. Pena's been good. Jordan's maybe next, John. Some positivity here.
Oh, it'd be awesome if we had a Jordan sighting.
It makes sense for a guy who was already struggling to come away from time off and be good, right? That's how baseball works, right?
Yeah.
You're struggling, you go on the IL, and you come back, and you're just great. You don't need any ramp-up time, right?
Right.
You don't need any at-bats to get...
No.
No.
It's baseball.
Isn't baseball...
We just jump right in.
Go right out there, swing the bat confidently, and you're good to go again. Don't have to work on timing or anything, so don't worry about it. If Jordan's back in the lineup tonight...
Let's go.
Great.
Yeah. Doesn't he have to do, like, 6 weeks down in the minors or something?
He didn't hurt his elbow.
Okay. Don't you have to do rehab for, I don't know, a month or two?
He's got a hand strain.
Okay.
He's in the cages. Don't worry about him. He'll be back.
Just sick of not seeing Jordan this year. I miss him. I miss my Jordan. Okay? I need him back with me. I need him around, okay? That would be great.
I'm trying to think of a left-handed hitter who stinks. That's to comp Jordan to this year. I'm trying to think of one John Singleton. He's been more John Singleton than Jordan this year.
That's the worst thing you've ever said. That's the harshest thing you've ever said.
I'm not saying that will continue, but he's been more Singleton.
He really has. He really kind of has. Missed John, too. All that.
Bat flipping.
All that. Dude, no. You want to talk about a bat flip? Dude can bat flip.
You know one guy who'd have to adjust to playing in Japan? Singleton.
Yeah, John Singleton can't play.
Hey, buddy.
He can't play.
Just drop the bat, please.
Sorry. No, we ain't having no John Singleton in Japan. Sorry, we do this too much. We throw the bat as soon as he hits it, boom! I love that. John Singleton can go. John Singleton, it's got a great bat, Philippe. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You are more than welcome to hang out with us. Basketball last night, Jason Tatum was basically the story last night. Dude is, we'll see if he's going to be able to play again. Steph said he's not playing tonight.
Not tonight, but when they go back to Minnesota. They played last night, so they're in their next game. Yeah, he wasn't expected to be back for game five, and why rush him in a 3-1 deficit? They went down last night. Jonathan Kuminga has flourished since Steph's gone down. They've given him more opportunities. Didn't get enough from Jimmy Butler last night. He had the good game three, although he went silent in the fourth quarter, and they just pretty much silent all night last night. So if you are rooting for the downfall of the Warriors, and why wouldn't you, as a Rocket fan? Yeah, they got you this year, but they're still on the hook for Jimmy Butler for like $100 million over the next two seasons. And that's the guy I think they're going to get most nights, not the guy they got in Game 3. I don't think he's capable of doing what he did in Game 3 most nights. So feel good about that. They've got a lot of salary devoted to a guy who's a super role player at this point in his career. And Steph and Draymond get older. So the Rockets ascendant, they will continue to ascend. I think the Warriors will continue to be less of a factor. And, yeah, they're about done. The unfortunate part is when we talk about the hierarchy of the West, don't look like Anthony Edwards and Minnesota are going anywhere. But they do have a sneaky scenario coming up for them because Julius Randle can opt out. I think his player option's for $30 million. And the way Julius Randle's playing now, that's a guy who might look at the landscape and go, I'm worth more than that. And this is the guy they traded to acquire, or they traded Cat to acquire because they wanted to get off some of the financial constraints that Cat's contract was going to put them under. So maybe they thought they were going to get 2 years of Julius Randle at a relatively no number. If he sees that he can get some money elsewhere, that's a guy who's going to cost a lot because he's played really well. So it fluctuates everywhere every year. It looks like Minnesota is ready to go for a finals run. It may be a year where they have to figure things out after the finals run. So I think the NBA landscape is going to be drastically different in 2025-26. The Rockets have their place in. I just wonder how they're going to navigate all this because they got a lot of things they can do to change how this thing goes too. So NBA, if you like the sport and you're digging deep on it, there's a lot of change coming, I think, where you really never know who's going to be a title contender. Because look at Cleveland. Cleveland, number one seed, down 3-1. Are they going to stick with that team after another relatively early exit? I don't know.
You know, that is a – could they use another – I mean, what do they need?
Yeah, do they think the double bigs aren't good enough for the playoffs and they need another option there? I don't think anyone is really set, but because if the Thunder go out, they will probably look to make a move.
Maybe.
I think the only one who you can probably bank on is Denver because they don't have a lot of moves unless they can get rid of Michael Porter Jr. I'm not sure how many people want him. But I think this is the way the West and East are constituted right now. I think it'll change drastically, particularly the West. I think a lot of teams see an opening.
I could certainly see Cleveland. You know, we're talking here. Oh, what do you do with all these young players? What do you, can you take the next step? What about Cleveland?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that's a team that's probably going, hey, we got to do something. We need to do something drastic.
We got a lot of money in with Mobley. We gave him a contract. We got Donovan Mitchell locked up. Is Darius Garland someone we want to move to acquire what a piece we think is right? Because, you know, they fired the coach. They made the move to get rid of Bickerstaff, and then they hired Atkinson. Did a great job. And now they've had injury issues. But if you go out to the Pacers when you were a 60-plus win team, questions start to get asked about who fits here, and maybe they just decide, hey, patience is more prudent than trading anyone. But they're going to get asked questions. How you dropping this year, particularly if they got like five?
And it'd be different if they were competitive.
Yeah, they got in a make or break game four. No one showed up.
Yeah,
and Donovan Mitchell couldn't even finish game four. So I think if they go out meekly in game five, I know some people are safe, but I don't think that roster is safe overall.
No, and should the Rockets be safe?
That's the question. What do you think you've preached? I don't know. Lance is more preach patience. You have kind of, you know, if the right move comes about, let's do it. I wonder what they think about. Well, they put out word Jalen Green's not going anywhere. We'll see if that's real or that's just something they put out there so they can stem some of the public sentiment. But I am interested to see Because I think they're maybe not competing factions, but different opinions of how they should go. If I just go by quotes I'm reading, Fertitta, Patrick seems open to maybe making a move, while Ime has kind of voiced, yeah, I think I like who, what we got.
I know they like stars, but you know what? They've shown a lot of patience with this club. They may continue to show patience in this offseason, but they, you know what? They may be right, too. You got to have some stars to win. You just got to.
I mean, watching Anthony Edwards, man, he can start like 2 for 8 and then just go off, and all of a sudden you look up and he's got 35 in a game and just be the best player on the court.
Rockets don't have
It's hard to get one of those guys, but you'd love to have one.
Yep. You know, the Rockets don't have anything like that. Jalen can get you points, but once every seven games?
Yeah, Anthony Edwards wound up with 30. I mentioned Randall had a good game, went with 31, but Anthony Edwards, just the explosive nature of him. He can go put up 18 in a quarter and change. Like, they were down against the Warriors in the third, going into third, and outscored them 39-17 because he can defend. He can be explosive on offense. It's hard to get one of those guys. You have to be bad, and he was the first overall. Now the Rockets have been in the top five, never been able to get number one overall, but I would say in their drafts, there was no Anthony Edwards. They got Jalen. You hope he can be some reasonable facsimile of him, but he's not there, not close.
Why was Minnesota not this all year long?
I think you can point to the change. They did trade a big piece of their team and Cat, and they brought in two new pieces. DiVincenzo, take him or leave him. He hasn't been that great in these playoffs, but the Randall adjustment took some time, and they were pretty good late in the year. They just wound up having the sixth seed, but we know the West was stacked. I mean, a game here or there, and some they could have been like a 3 or 4. I think it just took a little bit to figure out where Julius Randle's place was, because they played, and because Anthony Edwards and Cat had played together for a while, so they had a kind of a rhythm. And now that Randle's found his, we're talking about taking out the Lakers in 5, and now the Warriors in 5.
Mm. Pretty good basketball they're playing right now. Pretty good basketball. 901 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about my man, Kent Jones, over at Dream Rate. He will coordinate your loan completely, okay, from application to closing, and he's going to update all parties, constant communication. You are going to hear from Kent Jones. He's about communication. He is about telling you what is, and he's about doing everything, too. I mean, he's the ultimate mortgage hookup. He's going to connect you with the best wholesaler lenders, an insurance agent, surveyor, title company. I mean, these are all things that you just don't even think about. I didn't think about when I was buying. And then all of a sudden you get into the signing and all your, well, this title company and this, and then you're paying for this and this and this. And then you're like, wow, I did all these. I didn't even know I had all these people. Well, Kent Jones has been doing this for 30 years. He knows all these people. He knows all the hacks. He knows how to save all the money. The industry is tricky, but he's going to show you how to shop. He's going to show you how to get that loan. He's going to show you how to save money in the long run, but on closing, on the day of the closing as well. I mean, literally, he has saved thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for our listeners. All right? Only 3 out of 10 people are doing it right. You got to have a broker. And Kent Jones is the guy. All right. 975loans.com. That's 975loans.com. Tell Kent. You heard it right here.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.